Welcome to the VAT update for August 2015, and in this month's edition we look at five items, the first of which I think is a worrying consultation produced by the Ministry of Justice, which proposes to introduce fees before taxpayers can lodge an appeal to the first tier tribunal. Now I think this is worrying because historically I have seen too many cases that appeared before the tribunal which should never have been allowed to get there, and there are often defects in the process such that people are voicing opinions but have no evidence to support those opinions, and as a result the case fails. I think it's important that taxpayers should have a safeguard against HMRC mistakes, because let's be honest, we all know how many mistakes HMRC actually make, and the internal review process has been shown repeatedly not to be working satisfactorily, with the result that cases go before the tribunal that should have been settled at an earlier date, and the failure is that of HMRC. But now if the Ministry of Justice proposes to charge a fee before you can get to the tribunal, and that fee could be as much as £1,000 in what is perceived to be a complex case, it will deny access to justice and arbitration to many people. But perhaps it's also a reminder of how important it is to prepare any appeal thoroughly and try and get it settled by negotiation or the review process or indeed alternative dispute resolution. There's also a brief being published by HMRC on the reduced rate for the installation of any energy-saving materials, and this has been necessary because of the European Court decision that the EU legislation was too wide. So they've put it forward for a consultation, but there'll be no legislative change before Finance Act 2016. An interesting case is that of Massey trading as Hilton Park Partnership, a golf club, versus the Revenue and Customs. And in this case, a scheme had been introduced to enable the golf club to benefit from the sporting exemption for VAT. But the scheme didn't work, and so the arrangements introduced in 2001 to convert a proprietorial partnership into a not-for-profit sporting organisation failed. I think the finding of facts made at the first tier tribunal were critical to this decision, but what is of interest is that it was said that the arrangements, the scheme, failed and was an abuse of law, and of course costs were then awarded against the taxpayer for losing this appeal. But HMRC has lost a case which examines the boundaries of the exemption between medical care and the supply of staff. And it's quite an interesting case, not just from a VAT point of view, but also from a status point of view. Because in this case, the services being supplied by two dentists were clearly services that required the expertise of the two dentists, and they were not in control. Now, HMRC argued that what was being supplied from a parallel company was a supply of staff, and therefore it should be standard rated. But the tribunal looked at this and concluded that the dentists were not under the control of anyone, and indeed, if they were under control, it was of themselves, and therefore they were supplying medical services within the exemption, and HMRC lost the case. Finally, there's another interesting case which clarifies the partial exemption recovery rules where a hire purchase finance group is involved. It's a very complex case which involves Volkswagen Financial Services, and all I would say is that in this case HMRC lost. They were arguing that all of the input tax in the residual pool related to the exempt activity of finance, and it were trying to ignore the fact that the hire purchase company supplied taxable cars. And the VAT tribunal has ruled, and this was followed all the way through to the Court of Appeal, that the finance company was in fact supplying cars and therefore was entitled to a higher partial exemption recovery based on the taxable supply of cars than HMRC had been trying to allow them. It's an interesting case, but very complex and worth a read. Thanks very much for listening.